Looking in the book of Acts, chapter 4, and in Acts chapter 4, again, just the history, the day of Pentecost has taken place. The church body has been growing. We have seen, as you read through chapters 2 and up through 4, you see that the new body of Christ is growing and expanding. And they're meeting together on the Temple Mount, and they're sharing, they're encouraging each other. They're sharing testimonies of seeing the power of the Holy Spirit. And we then see the episode in chapter 3 where Peter and John are going to the temple and they pass by the lame man who's at the gate called Beautiful, who asks for an offering, and those beautiful and brilliant words of Peter, "Silver and gold have I not, but what I have I give to you. In the name of Jesus, rise up and walk." And the man is healed. And there's an overwhelming response by those who are there on the Temple Mount. And you have to remember that this is the center, this is the hub of all activities in Jerusalem, in Israel, and for the Jews, right there at the temple. So there on the Temple Mount, they see the supernatural take place. And so all of those who are there, they see this man that they've all passed, that they've seen as a lame man for years and years and years. And you have to remember that for the Jews were required, during the time of the temple, the Jews were required to come to Jerusalem three times a year for three different celebrations. And during those celebrations, they Passover, Pentecost, and Feast of Tabernacles. All three of those times, they would have to come and worship right there in Jerusalem. And so for, you know, however many years, if somebody was 40 years old, you know, this lame man was there. He's been there for we don't know how many years, but he's begging, but he's been lame his entire life, and we know he's 40 years old. So somebody could conceivably have 30 years been walking past, three times a year, walking past him. As they're on their way into the temple courtyard where the Jews were allowed to be. And they have seen him. They've seen him begging. But now they see him not just walking, but leaping and praising God. So they see something's taking place. And there's an immediate reaction to this. And people are rushing over there. And there's a great deal of excitement. And Peter is sharing the gospel, the good news, with those who are there. And people are giving their lives to Jesus Christ. And the temple guards come because it seems like things are getting out of control. Peter and John are then arrested. They stand before the Sanhedrin, and before this council, they have to answer questions and give an account, and this is all taking place in chapter 4. And as they're there and they're giving an account, they just are very plain. This is in the name of Jesus Christ. This has been done in the name of Jesus Christ. And here's what we saw yesterday. So the council, realizing that they could not quiet and they could not keep them, they couldn't punish them, Peter and John, because something great had taken place. They acknowledged a miracle had taken place, but they just did not want the name of Jesus to be propagated or spread. And so they removed Peter and John from the council. They talked amongst themselves, and they said that we have to threaten them to no longer speak in the name of Jesus. They brought them back in. They threatened Peter and John. Peter and John said, "Look, you decide what's right. Should we obey you or obey God? You're men of God. You're supposed to be the religious leaders representing God here amongst the people. You tell us, should we listen to you, men, or should we listen to God? Because for our part, we cannot but speak the things that we have seen and heard." So this brings us up to verse number 21 in Acts chapter 4. So when they had further threatened them, so even after Peter and John said, "Look, you're supposed to be the representatives of God. You are the religious leaders, the highest of all here in Jerusalem, representing God to us, the people. Should we listen to you? You tell us, should we listen to you or should we listen to God? But as for us, we cannot speak anything but what we've heard." So they're saying they're going to continue to speak in the name of Jesus. And all that the council can do, when they had further threatened them, they let them go, finding no way of punishing them because of the people, since they all glorify God for what had been done. And this was the point that we were making yesterday. If you and I will stand on the word of God and stand for the name of Jesus, if we will not yield or compromise, but stand, and if we will be seen visibly standing, in our culture it's not popular to stand for Jesus Christ. It's not popular to stand for the world. And we're called intolerant because we have standards and we stand on the word of God. But if we will stand on the word of God and stand for Jesus and do so visibly, not to get attention to ourselves, but circumstances in life will come when you have to make a choice. Are you going to stand for Jesus and the word, or are you going to yield? and do what's acceptable and do what's expedient. To be pleasing to mankind and to be pleasing to others. Those opportunities are going to come. You don't have to look for them. It's not to bring attention to ourselves. But when those opportunities come to our lives, we need to stand for Jesus Christ and the Word. And when we do, it will take away all the power. It will close the mouths of all of those in the world who are trying to put down the Word of God, who are trying to bully their way past the Word of God and denigrate Jesus and the Word of God along the way and take the Word from this culture. You close, just like Peter and John did, they closed the mouths of the Sanhedrin. There's nothing else they could do. They were powerless because the people had seen the power of God, the power of Jesus Christ, and they glorified God because of it. Now here's what it says in verse number 22. For the man was over 40 years old on whom this miracle of healing had been performed. So again, we know that this man had been lame all of his life, and he's 40 years old. So there's a couple of things to think about or consider with this. If the man was 40 years old, and he had been lame his whole life, and this is what I was saying just before we started this message. No matter what you face in life, it can change in an instant. If we will be like Peter and John. See, when Peter and John were confronted with this lame man at the gate called Beautiful, when they were confronted with this lame man, and this lame man was asking for alms, asking for money, begging for money, begging for his survival. And Peter looked at him, and Peter saw something in his eyes that he knew it was time for this man. That this man, if he would impart faith to him and give him something to hold on to so he could use his faith, this man would be healed. This man would walk in that faith, literally walk in that faith. So Peter and John stood on the Word. And then because they stood on the Word, and a great miracle took place, and a great miracle that brought the multitudes, brought their attention to Jesus Christ, and to the power and the supernatural that is in Jesus Christ. And that brought, for Peter and John, that brought a lot of comfort as they were then arrested and then questioned and threatened before the Sanhedrin Council. So this man was 40 years old. If we will be like Peter and John, and we will give the Word of God, and we will stand on the Word of God, and we will speak the Word of God, no matter what comes, and no matter what the consequences may appear to be, if we will do that, supernatural will take place. And it's the supernatural that will change things. And I don't know about you, but probably, I'm guessing every one of us could use some kind of supernatural deliverance in our lives today. Whether it's supernatural deliverance. You know, maybe you're looking at your finances, and it just, in the natural, appears to be an impossible situation. There's no way. You know, maybe you're worried about losing your home today, or maybe you're worried about some things being repossessed. Maybe you're under immense pressure. Every day you wake up, you face new pressures because you know that the money coming in is nowhere near the money that goes out. And you feel the burden of the debt that is weighing over you. And it feels impossible. And you feel like you've gotten yourself in a situation that is impossible to ever get yourself out of. You need something supernatural. Maybe you're dealing with a health issue. And maybe it's something you've dealt with. And now here's a key. Maybe it's something you've dealt with all your life. How many of you, and I will tell you from personal experience, when I was born with asthma, and I was born with severe enough asthma that it had me hospitalized several times in my growing up years. And I was constantly on medication. Oh my goodness, I can't even begin to think about how much medication I consumed, how many pills and how many injections were forced into my body for years and years and years. And they told me if I did not outgrow the asthma by the time I was 16 or 17, I would have it for the rest of my life. And so that's what I assume was the case. Well, by college at 18, 19, 20, 21, I still had asthma, and it was no better. In fact, in some cases, it even felt like it was, in some cases, it felt even worse. And I was constantly on medication so that I could just continue to breathe, constantly tied to these drugs. Became a Christian. Prayed, had people pray for me, nothing ever changed. It wasn't until I was in my 40s that this is after, literally after 20-some years of being a Christian and believing and praying, perhaps while I was believing, and I did believe, But there was also enough doubt there to counterbalance that belief. But when I was in my 40s, this is an entire life lived. All I knew, in my mind, all I knew was difficulty in breathing. All I knew was the experiences that I had in life, which meant if you exert yourself, you're going to have trouble breathing. If you eat certain things, you're going to have a reaction. You're going to have trouble breathing. If you breathe in certain things, there's going to be a reaction. You're going to have a hard time breathing. You just knew all those things because it had been your life for your entire life. And so you accept that as the norm for your life. And it's actually almost impossible to picture or visualize anything else because that's what your experience is. So maybe you have something that you've dealt with for years or a lifetime. Maybe for years or a lifetime, you've been told, well, you just have allergies. You know, every year you can expect in the spring, you're going to have reactions, and you're going to have allergic reactions. You know, maybe for years you've dealt with some kind of disorder of the stomach. And you've just changed your lifestyle and adapted your lifestyle so that you just know that you always have to, you know what the parameters are. You have to be near a bathroom. You know what you can't eat. You know all those things. And you live your life according to that which you have become used to. It's what you now expect. Because they say this is what you're going to have. Maybe it's something with your breathing. Maybe, I don't know what you're... You know, there's someone out there, I'm sure, that has someone out right now that you've been dealing with digestive disorders for years and years and years. And it's just become what you are used to. Here's what we learn from this man. Verse number 22 says, "For the man was over 40 years old on whom this miracle of healing was performed." This man spent his entire life being lame. He had no concept of what it was like. He could only picture, but he had no experience. He couldn't really conceive of what it would be like to stand on his own two feet without being held up or aided in some way. He had never experienced putting one foot in front of the other and being able to move himself forward, to have forward locomotion under his own power. He had no idea what it would be like to stand and balance, let alone balance while you walk. He certainly had no idea what it would be like to run. Never been his experience. He'd watched others do it. He certainly had seen when he was growing up other children doing it. He'd watched the rest of the world pass him by on two feet, and yet he never had that experience. And from whatever point in his life, they began to put him out there in front of the gate called Beautiful to beg for money for his survival. From whatever point that was, let's say it was starting when he was 15 years old, he's 40. So for 25 years, let's just say, he's been sitting out there in front of that gate. This is his life, and this is all he's come to expect. Day after day, it's not going to change. Every day is going to be like the day before. And the day before, and the day before that, and the day before that. Somebody takes him out to the gate called Beautiful. They set him down. He has whatever he uses to receive money. He sits there until they come pick him up. This is how he survives and sustains himself. And this is all that he knows. Well, what is it in your life that you just have become used to? You know, Crohn's disease says that you can't do these things, or you have to take these medications, or whatever. And if you eat this, you're going to feel this, or this is going to be the result that you have. Or whatever your physical compromise might be. You know what things have limited you. And how many of those things have you just accepted? Well, this is just the way I have to live. And so you live that way because you can't remember the last time that you were not in discomfort, where this was not something that ruled or dictated what you do or what you didn't do. Listen, it is not of Jesus Christ that there is something in your body that rules or dictates you. You and I, in Jesus Christ, we rule in the authority of Jesus' name. We are joint heirs with Jesus Christ. We are called, we are supposed to be ruling in this world in Jesus Christ, ruling as kings in Jesus Christ. So we rule, the body doesn't rule us. And yet how many times do we allow the body to rule or to dictate what we do? And whatever that impediment, infirmity, whatever that ailment is that we allow to dictate our lives and that we can only conceive because yesterday and the day before and last week and last month and last year and the last decade, this is all that I've come to know. We expect it's going to be the same way tomorrow. And we enter into tomorrow with that same expectation. Here's what we learned from this man. For 40 years, he had not been able to stand up. And when Peter and John looked him in the eyes, Peter and John, who knew and believed in the power and the authority of Jesus Christ, Peter and John, who had faith in Jesus. And they looked at this blind man. And you go back to chapter 3 and you look at the exchange that takes place between Peter and John and this blind man. And you can see that there's an exchange of faith from Peter's eyes and John's eyes into this man's eyes. And he saw their faith and he believed. It encouraged him to believe for something he'd never believed for before. And then Peter just simply gave him the words, "Silver and gold have I not, but what I have I give to you. In the name of Jesus, rise up and walk." And in faith, that man tried to do something he had never been able to do in his life. It made no sense in the natural to try to stand up, because in the natural, his legs were not just weak, they were worthless. And yet in faith, he tried to do, attempted to do, what he could not do in the natural. That's faith, doing what you cannot do, what the world says and what experience has said you cannot do. But he operated in faith and he stood up and his legs were whole and solid. Here's my point. For 40 years, this man had been lame. Now, I know how long you've had an affliction in your body. Sometimes if we just have something for a month, that's all it takes. And we've accepted that as something that we just have to live with and deal with. Imagine doing that for 40 years. But here's the thing. Just like that man, it doesn't matter what happened yesterday. It doesn't matter what last year was like. It doesn't matter what the last two decades were like. It can change in an instant. For this man, with faith, faith in action, faith in action in response to the word of God that was spoken, in an instant, his life changed. In an instant, his life was never going to be the same. Because in an instant, that which had been impossible took place in his body. And he stood up and he walked and he ran and he leaped and he praised God. In an instant, his life changed. And think about the change. It's not just, although that's by far the most glorious part. This man was able to walk. He was healed. He was restored. That's amazing. His life changed in an instant. But beyond that, up until that point, you know, all these people in the council, and you have to understand that this lame man who was healed, he was standing there with Peter and John before the Sanhedrin council. He was there answering questions too. So here's the man that all of his life had been seated in front of the gate called Beautiful. And you know all these Sanhedrin council, you know that they were walking past him day after day after day after day after day after year. And you know, I'm sure they didn't give him the time of the day. They probably felt good about themselves when they'd throw him some coins. But they never thought about him the rest of the day. Now look at how this man's life changed in an instant. Now he's standing before the Sanhedrin council with the wisdom and experience in God that they did not have and did not know. His life changed in an instant. Whatever it is that you're dealing with today, whatever it is, whether it's a physical, whether it's something in the finances, something in your job, whatever it is, don't just accept it and don't just acclimate to it. It can change in an instant in faith. And here's the thing. Jesus has already established it. So when I say it can change, in the spiritual realm, it already has changed. But it can change in an instant here in this natural realm as we likewise operate in faith.